Philip has a testimony.
Great.
So I'm going to turn over the mic to Philip. Okay, Philip.
Yeah, Lord bless everybody. I was in prayer last night, and I just really felt the Lord wanted me to give this testimony. I've never given this testimony, and so I know it's for all of us. And I just wanted to read a couple of verses. The Lord gave me a couple of verses before I give the testimony. I want to read Psalm 111, verse 1. It says, "Praise ye Jehovah, and praise ye the Lord. I will give thanks unto Jehovah with all my heart in the counsel of the upright and in the congregation." And then I also wanted to read Psalm 22:22. It says, "I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the assembly will I praise thee." And I just want to bless the Lord tonight. And this testimony I'm going to give, it happened when I was 16 years old. So it's been a long time, and I've never had the opportunity to or felt led to give the testimony in among the saints. I've given it outside or to different people witnessing and things like that. And when I was born, of course, we're born in sin and shapen in iniquity, and we need our grace, and we need the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all of our filthiness and unrighteousness. And when I was born, though, I was born under the curse, and I was born with asthmatic bronchitis. And as a child, I would have to use inhalers, the little pills that you crush and then inhale the powder, and then I had the little mist inhalers growing up. And when I was about 16 years old, and in high school I played sports in high school, and we're at football practice. We're at the end of football practice, and at the end of football practice, we would always run wind sprints. And the Lord had always kept me from ever having any kind of an asthma attack playing high school football. And then one day at practice, I had a major asthma attack during these wind sprints after practice, and it was very humiliating because. If somebody's lagging, the way our practice was, if somebody was lagging, that person's failure to suck it up and keep going would cost the whole team to have to do more. And so that's exactly what happened. And so the coaches were screaming at me, totally humiliated. My peers were, just ready to kill me. I couldn't do anything because I was having this asthma attack, and my coaches really never even knew that I had asthma. I just kind of kept it from people, and so they figured out what was going on, and so they just pulled me off the side. And normally I would have those little mists things that you stick in your mouth and you exhale and then you pump the mist in and haven't felt like anything. And so I was just really very devastated, very humiliated, just very scared, being at that age, and what had just happened. Everybody, all my teammates and classmates were very mad at me and didn't understand. And so I never told anybody that night. I didn't tell my family or my parents or anything what had happened. And right before I went to bed, I was saying my prayers, and I just remember asking the Lord to help me with that, to heal me. And so as I was praying, I said, "Well, what I'll do is as I wake up in the morning, I'll ask my mom to stop at the drugstore and I'll get one of those little Primatine mists, because I'd ran out of my other stuff." And I said, "And I'll just take it just in case." And I'm thinking this to myself, and as I'm sitting there before I go to bed, and I said, I'll have it just in case I have another asthma attack. And so I just felt I felt good. And then a voice a voice pierced through my thoughts, which now I know is the Lord, of course. And the voice, the Lord said, if you don't tell your mother to get to take you to the drugstore to get that promethean mist, I will heal you. And I wasn't raised, I mean, we were raised, you know, a Christian, you know, to believe that Christ is the Son of God and that you have to believe, but there wasn't faith, you know, the preaching of faith and confessing the good report and holding fast to your confession and all of those things were, you know, we were just kind of like a Baptist, Pentecostal type, you know, faith. And so that kind of holding on to the word, not going to a doctor or trying to save yourself was totally foreign to my family or myself and anybody that I knew. I'd never heard anything like that. And I just remember the Lord, you know, saying that to me. And so I said, wow. But it was so strong and powerful that I had more peace and confidence when I really thought about what I had just heard in my voice, which it was going totally contrary to my flesh and totally contrary to my thoughts of being able to just go to the drugstore the morning before I go to school and get this quick fix to take with me. Well, I obeyed the voice that I heard, and it went contrary to everything. I never let my mother know what was going on. I got to school, and I just kept thinking, Lord, you've healed me, you've healed me, you've healed me. And so then that day at football practice, you know, we practiced our normal hours, everything was fine, and then after practice, we do our normal wind sprints that we would do, our conditioning after practice. And every wind sprint that I did, I mean, I totally blew away everybody. I was a pretty fast guy. I wasn't the fastest guy on our team, but I totally blew away everybody on our team. I was not out of breath. I was just jumping for joy. I remember, you know, jumping for joy and just saying, God's healed me, God's healed me, God's healed me. And all my teammates just looking at me, you know, it was just an awesome event. God had healed me of asthma and just like that. And just by obeying the voice that I heard, and I just testified to my coaches that I'd been healed, and telling, you know, I just testified to everybody that I'd prayed the night before, and what I was going to do is go buy Primatine Mist, and, you know, but then I heard this voice that said, no, don't go do that, and if you don't do that, I will heal you. And so that's exactly what happened. And so from that moment on, I never had another asthma attack. I never had to use any of that medicine. I never took anything else for asthma. And so I've never had an opportunity to really give that testimony in the congregation. I've just been really, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and our testimony and just how important it is that we, as the body, is that we encourage one another with our experiences that the Lord's given us in these days ahead. And so I just wanted to encourage the brethren out there that to keep holding on to the word, and that nothing is impossible for the Lord. And I just want to bless the Lord with that testimony with my brethren. And God bless y'all.
Amen, Philip. God bless you. That's a good testimony. Thank you so much. You know, we're not saved by works, are we? And the word saved, sozo, in the scriptures is used for the same word for made whole when Jesus said, thy faith hath made thee whole. You know that woman that suffered with the issue of blood and spent all her living on physicians, finally gave up and came to Jesus and just touched the hem of his garment and she was made whole. You know, the Lord don't want to share his glory with another, does he? He's a jealous God, the Bible says. And faith is believing you've received. Faith is walking in the Spirit. Faith is what sons of God do. I mean, that obviously that's what we're here. We're in training to be sons of God, right? And sons of God walk by faith. They call the things that be not as though they were, which takes any kind of credit away from us and giving it to God, you know. We're not saved by our own works. And so many people don't understand that. The reason they're not receiving the benefit of the kingdom is they're not exercising any faith. They're trying to save themselves. They wouldn't do that for soul salvation. They would be insulted, you know. But when they talk about body salvation, they would do it and not think anything of it. But they don't understand. It's the same. It's the same. God is a jealous God. He wants us to put our faith in the sacrifice of Jesus alone, you know, and trust in Him. And some people think that's dangerous. It's only because they have no faith in God. That's why they think such a thing. You know, it's not dangerous to trust in God. It's dangerous to trust in men. Cursed is the man that trusts in man and maketh the flesh his arm. It's dangerous to trust in men. And you can go, as many of you out there now know, you can go many, many, many years trusting in the methods of man and getting no relief, and suddenly you put your faith in the Lord and it's all over. Isn't that something? Like the woman who suffered many things of many physicians and spent all of her living and finally just came to Jesus and touched the hem of his garment, right? Oh, thank you, Father. I agree, Philip. That's a good testimony. That's the way of the Lord. That's the word of the Lord he spoke to you. And he would say that to many, many people if they would just listen. In fact, the Lord said that to my wife one time when we really didn't know anything about healing. And we got a strong revelation when he said that. He said, if you believe that I've healed you, why are you taking all that medicine? And that's what the Bible says, that he has already healed you. It doesn't say he will heal you. It says he has healed you, by whose stripes you were healed. So if he has healed you, then begin to let your works agree with that, right? Not only your tongue, but your feet agree that you were healed. And stop trying to heal yourself. Enter into the rest and watch God do the work, because he will. Praise be to God. That's where you see miracles right there. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray for anyone out there, Lord, who has a need, Lord, that you will show them the secret of faith. And so show them the desire that you have for them to walk in the Spirit and believe that they were healed, they were delivered from sin, they were provided for at the cross. And it's calling the things that be not as though they were. And Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name to put your faith in the brethren out there who have a need. Cause them to totally put this in your hands, that by their weakness, your power might be made perfect. That by them ceasing from their works and entering into the rest, they may receive the benefits of the kingdom. And the Bible says, he that believeth hath entered into that rest. When you believe that God's healed you, you can rest from your own works. You can trust in God. You can watch Him bring it to pass. So, of course, we don't rest from His works. We rest from our works. Resting from our works is our own efforts to bring it to pass. His works are, of course, that spoken word that we were talking about earlier. When we agree with God's word, and we let Him speak through us. The Bible says, by grace have you been saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works. That's your works. Lest any man should boast. For in Christ Jesus were you created for good works. That's God's works. See, when you got faith, you got God's works. And when you got faith, you don't have your works. When you believe you've received, as Mark 11:24 says, you can rest from your works, and God's power will be there. One of the secrets of God's power is not just faith, it's weakness. God says his power is made perfect in weakness. And we don't want to be weak. We want to be strong. We want to help God. We want to save ourselves. And so God just backs up and waits for us to wear ourselves out, basically. And we do. And we spend all of our money, like that poor woman, you know, with the issue of blood, you know. She spent all her living, the Bible says. And you can just struggle all of your life that way and never give it over to God. Okay, God, I see what your word says, and I accept it, and I believe it, and I'm resting. I'm resting because you said that Jesus already bare our infirmities and carried away our diseases, and it's all past tense. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for reaching out and touching folks today, Lord, healing their bodies and healing their minds and delivering them from the oppressions of Satan. Lord, we just ask you to go forth and touch the brethren out there, Lord. Just meet their needs as you love to do, Lord. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And we love you because you're so interested in meeting our needs and blessing us and causing us to walk in your kingdom. We trust you, Father. We trust you in Jesus' name. Oh, praise God. Remember that little dream I shared with you about spraying the serpents in the mouth, you know, the serpents that were in the fruit, you know, eating the fruit, destroying the fruit, you know. But we just need to watch our mouths and begin to agree with what the Bible says. So many people, I'm surprised it's so many people who know that the Bible, you know, is the sword of the Spirit, and they've got problems that they keep for years and years, but they won't just go in there and find the promises that pertain unto their lack and start swinging that sword. You know, think about it. Some of you have been suffering with things for years. Go in there, read the Bible with the express purpose of finding promises that are involved in what your problem is. And start using those promises. You know, use them as a two-edged sword, you know. And come against what the devil has done in your life. The Lord's already delivered you from the curse. He's just waiting for you to confess him before men. And he's waiting for you to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And the helmet of salvation, knowing. The helmet is for your head. It's knowing what the Lord has already provided for you and not letting another thought attack your mind concerning your need or your lack or your whatever, you know, circumstances, but instead accepting just what the Bible says. You know, that's your helmet of salvation and your shield of faith to deflect any of those fiery darts of the wicked one. You know, you believe that God's done it. Don't let another thought come into your life, you know, that God's not going to do it for you this time. You're not holy enough. You don't have enough faith. All these things, you know, walk in the Spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit and you won't be walking by your carnal senses. You'll be walking by these renewed senses and you'll know what the Bible says concerning your situation. That you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been blessed, and God's provided for you everything that you need at the cross. And thank you, Father. Thank you that we don't have to do it, Lord. That you've already done it. Our trust is in your works, not in our own. We're weak, but you're strong. And we trust in your strength, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you.